Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. I recently met up with Sister Azazet Kitan while accompanying bishops from Europe and North America on an annual fact-finding visit to the Holy Land, which focused this year in a special way on suffering and vulnerable people. Sister Azazet is a Kumboni sister who's made it her mission in life to minister to African migrants crossing the Sinai Desert into Israel, migrants who are forced into what she calls modern slavery and are the object of a lucrative business. Slaves, then, who are subjected to all kinds of horrors such as rape and torture. A tragic reality everyone knows about, Sister Azazet insists, but nobody does anything about.
They are mostly Africans who come through Sinai by the human traffickers. They have to pay a lot of money, thousands of dollars. In order to get this money, they torture them, and the money is sometimes $40,000, $50,000 per a person. The women are raped, and whatever torturing they use it in order to get the money.
So it's a business?
It's a big business, an international business, I call it, because the money is paid all over.
So Egypt knows about it, Israel knows about it, everyone knows about it.
Everybody knows about what is happening and what is going, because it is always in the media, but nobody do nothing. I feel like at the time of slavery, everybody knew about it and nobody was doing anything. And it's the same what is happening now for the African who are raped, tortured in Sinai. Nobody do nothing and everybody knows everything. Yeah. This is my pain and my frustration.
So what's being done about these people once they get to Israel?
Till June, these people were left to room in Israel with only 3 months permission to stay without no work. But now they are detained in the detention centers without any judgment or without any refugee status determination. They are kept for 3 years in prison.
You were listening there to Kumboni sister Azazet Kitan. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.